Welcome to Marvel Champions podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I am your host, Scott, and with me, as always, my co-host, Ryan.
It is good to be back on this wonderful evening to chat up something we haven't done really before. We're going to chat up an aspect.
Yeah, a whole aspect.
Now, the
And what
question is,
aspect do
which one?
you
Yeah, that's
think
right.
we're going to talk about tonight?
We kind of did throw a spoiler out on a previous episode with the Deadpool. But he comes with a new aspect. Did you know that?
I, in fact, did know that.
Well,
What
there
were
we
your
go.
thoughts when you learned that not only were they doing Deadpool, but they were going to do their own aspect for Deadpool?
I had mixed feelings, to be honest. I think I was excited that there was a new aspect and there's going to be a bunch of new cards and it was going to be cool. And then, kind of looking at the pool aspect, I was kind of like, I don't know if this is how I personally would have moved forward with a new aspect.
Yeah, I think with Deadpool, you're like, he's unique. And then you looked at the pool cards and you're like, this is also unique. This is special.
Yes, I mean, the aspect makes sense with the character, but I don't know how much it makes sense with other characters.
Yeah, it's very Deadpool.
It is very Deadpool, as all of the images are Deadpool related.
Yeah, he's got a lot of art in all these. It's all Deadpool all the time.
I'm kind of looking at the artist. Most of it is new art. It's not like they pulled it from comics.
Yeah, I can see that. It's hit and miss.
There's definitely some others, but most of the ones I'm looking at right now, they're all like new artists. Not new artists, but artists that they've used in the past.
I think part of it too is trying to match up a good art image with a pool phrase or words that are, unique to Deadpool. And then some of them you had to like where they redo the image of some of the kind of special cards. You kind of had to take Marvel Champions art that already existed, mess with it.
Which again, I mean, I gave the rank of S to Deadpool's graphic design, art direction. I think this aspect does have some of the best names slash art that goes with it.
It's
Especially
always
the ones that
nice.
are, yeah, especially the ones that are like reprints of previous cards that have been Deadpoolized. I think those are pretty great because they've got like the tape on there and like a black marky mark that he writes on it kind of thing. There's like a reference to Monty Python on one of them, and it's just a fun art style with a lot of this.
So what you're saying is that the pool aspect is very fun to look at.
Yes. Bingo.
Now, whether it's fun to play or not, I guess you'll have to listen to find out, but it's pretty to look at.
Yes. So let's just break it down. What is the main purpose of pool? So we have like leadership is all about allies. Justice is all about thwarting, aggression is all about attacking, and protection is all about defense. So, Scott, what is the main purpose of the pool aspect?
To me, looking at the cards, it's just like pure chaos. Like how much and how willing am I to just completely like cut loose and be willing to like lose at a moment's notice? Just everything going bad.
That's a pretty decent sum up. It's very much that, the Deadpool and the Star Lord, it's a very high risk, high reward concept aspect.
And it's very like you're just like a glutton for punishment. 'Cause you're like, oh, I can play this card. It's gonna be fun. Except it's got this icon on it, so I'm not gonna be able to like do anything, or I'm gonna have to deal with something extra. Or like I'm actively making my game worse for me.
It's a weird dynamic. I know people like it, but I don't know if it's necessary for me, and I don't think it's necessary for you.
It's like I'm watching like a game of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay.
It's all over the place. It's like half sports ball, half like comedy routine, and you don't know which one to like key in on. I don't know.
Interesting, interesting. Now, I have a list. So I asked you to put together three cards that you liked and three cards that you did not. And I figured we talk about them and see if we are in agreeance or pretty off. We'll see. So why don't I start it off? Cool.
Okay. Yep. Kick us off,
Okay.
Mr. Bull.
So one card that I really like that the aspect brings is Healing Factor. It is a three cost upgrade superpower, and it's a response after the player phase begins, exhaust Healing Factor, heal two damage from your identity. It's pretty awesome to be able to attach this to any player, to be able to just automatically heal as a response. And it doesn't matter if you're hero or alter ego, you can exhaust it and heal two damage.
Yeah, I do like that it's dual. It's not like one or the other. And it's a superpower, so you can make it a little cheaper if you have a death focus.
Yeah. I think this card is one of those where you could almost like build a basic deck and just have this one card and just add it. I don't know if it's worth it because you got to throw in a encounter set, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I like the card. I like being able to, if healing is an issue for the way you're playing, this can be an option to help that hero.
Yeah, that was one that I found that I could play, and I would try and get out because it was nice. If you're playing as Deadpool, you get that healing to work with his like katanas, or if you just needed some extra health, or with any other character, two free healing is nice.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, that was that could have been one of mine, Ryan, but I'm not going to go with that one. Oh,
Oh,
well, just
interesting.
because you picked it. But one that I liked that luckily isn't very expensive and it has the potential to like do a lot. I really like the one cost event. I got this. And this one says hero action. If the following icons are on one or more cards in play, and it has a crisis, deal three damage to an enemy, acceleration icon. Icon, remove two threat from a scheme. If there's an amplify, you get to ready an ally you control. And if there is a hazard, you get to draw one card. So I like that one because if you're playing the pool aspect, hopefully you've got something out, if not multiple things out, or more than one of those things out. Plus, the villain's encounter deck is hopefully contributing a little bit to that. So you should be able to do some things, and if it's the right timing and you need one of those, you can definitely play it to your advantage too.
Yeah, it definitely is a scaling card, which is nice. You can get some really good benefits if you're really in a hole with all these icons in play.
Now, can I go ahead and skip ahead and do my second card to play off that one?
By all
I'm gonna do it anyways.
means.
I'm Deadpool, so
That's right.
the
You don't play by
amplify.
the
I
rules.
hate breaking the fourth wall here. So the next card that I really liked that I played multiple times and it was just kind of fun to play to mess with the villain was so on I got this, it has the amplify, which lets you ready an ally you control. One of my favorite Deadpool, and he's unique in that he has a response after he attacks. It says after Headpool attacks and damages a minion, that minion attacks another enemy of your choice, and he has the amplify icon. So you can make him attack and he has no consequentials. That's one characteristic of all these pool allies, is that he could attack, force the minion to attack, and then if I played the I got this, he could ready and then do it again, which is a fun little kind of chain reaction that I liked.
Good combo.
Good combo.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I will have to say that he was one that was really close on my list. I almost picked Headpool because I also like him. I love that it's an amplify, because I don't think that's as bad as some of the other ones, depending on who you're playing with. But I love his interaction, just doing a damage and then that minion doing a damage to someone else. Pretty great, especially if you have like retaliate, or the villain has retaliate, do that to the minion and the minion takes the retaliate. That's pretty great.
Yeah,
I was a big fan of that one, so I think that's a really good choice.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, here we go. Let's calm you down now. My other one that I really liked, and I feel like I'm going to say it wrong, but it is the 2-cost upgrade. Stick to...
Oh, jeez. That is embarrassing.
I want to say stick to Vitus. Like it's a
gingivitis.
Stick to uitive.
Okay, keep going. You got it. Stick to itiveness.
Stick to itiveness. Stick it to the man. All right. stick to itiveness.
Yes, there you go.
That's close enough. All right. I have an education, I promise. I love it because it's a hero action. Spend a physical resource and exhaust this card. Ready your hero. So this is the playoff of the original, when the original set came out, Tenacity, which was instead spend a physical resource and discard this card. Ready your hero. And it really wasn't that great. But I think this version does make it pretty strong.
Now, I saw you play this one in a deck in one of our games, and I felt like it was a really good card that you really maximized and used frequently, so that was good to see.
Yeah, just a way to ready can be really beneficial for a lot of heroes, especially heroes that have abilities that are based off of their basic in some way. That's very helpful, like, say, a Drax. You can defend, get your counters ready up, and now you're attacking for a lot more.
Yeah, if you look at all the heroes that like the community usually deems as good, or you know, high A, S tier, most of them have some way to ready. So being able to like add that ability through an aspect card is pretty powerful.
Yeah, for sure. Quicksilver, Miss Marvel, Captain America. I mean, honestly, any hero benefits from being ready.
Sure.
But there's definitely some that do more. I just love that this is an opportunity to bring that to the table.
So let me ask you one question about it. Did you find it was hard to get or consistently have that physical resource?
Yes. I wasn't able to use it every turn. So I think that's a good thing. It's not just a free ready. But you can build around it a little bit, and generally it was there when I needed it to be.
I guess you could do like a Quinn carrier with a
build
support. You could kind of get around the Avenger requirement that way.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it build support? I can't remember if it's a support or an upgrade. Assume it's a support.
Build support, I think, is the support one.
Yeah. Obviously that one is because it's in the name.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the Quinn carrier. I'm pretty sure it's a support.
It's a support, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but for sure. So that's my number two.
Numero dos. Okay.
All right. Do you want me, since you got to go twice? Do you want me to
go? Oh, you go ahead.
So my third and final is a cheat. Not a cheat. Like the card's not a cheat. I'm going to cheat my own rules here. I picked technically four, but they're all part of the same group. I chose the metagame upgrades.
Ooh,
and so that includes
as a whole. Okay.
As a whole, all four of them, which is Blackout, Rock, Paper, Scissors, tic-tac-toe and war. I think the cards themselves, I think they're pretty helpful cards. You know, you're doing attack, you're doing a thwart, you're doing healing. It's almost like a mini Black Panther, I feel like, in a weird way. But I love the interaction that they create in the game, that literally mini games. And I thought that was really fun to do. And like I said, they're fairly helpful in the game, and you can just slowly build them up throughout it, and then boom, you use them when you need them. And I just think they're very fun cards, and so I really enjoy playing them.
Yeah, because doesn't some of them have like you actually physically put tokens on the card, right? Yeah, like tic-tac-toe. Yeah. Like
tic-tac-toe and blackout, you put threat on blackout, and you put I guess a damage token on the card, or the symbol that the card you spent to do it.
Right.
And so you literally do tic-tac-toe. I guess you don't really do tic-tac-toe in a way. You kind of can fill it all up.
Right.
But you have to have at least three in a row before you can do it.
Right. So ideally that one, you want to try and not make a tic-tac-toe until you've almost made one, but fill in as many spots without creating one.
Yeah, you're trying to maximize that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then rock, paper, scissors is just a gamble. You can just go for it, and it works really good if you have a character that you know what's coming. So, like a who's your chick, Domino?
Yeah.
That can be very helpful with that card. And then also war. War is pretty fun. It's a gamble. You're revealing the encounter card, taking a look at the icons on there, and then you're dealing damage to that enemy.
See, and that one's interesting, because I was going to make the point that these are all pretty low cost, 0 and 1. But war plays into, I think, one of my things with the pool aspect is the majority of the cards just seem very expensive, so that would actually work to your benefit.
Yeah. I think, like, a Hulk would be great for this, because Hulk can take a lot of damage, and all of his cards are 3 cost.
Right.
So you're going to be dealing some pretty decent damage. So, yeah, I really like those cards. I like what they did. I think the abilities that they introduce are pretty good. So good cards, fun cards. I mean, it checks a lot of boxes for me.
Nice. Well, way to cheat and get in like 4 extra cards.
It's my rule.
So my last one, I'm going to kind of break one of my rules, I think. I mean, you're breaking rules, so why can't I? I played this once, and it was like to end the game, and it was just so like fitting and awesome. And ironically, it's the pack art for Deadpool. And that card is none other than Da Bomb.
Da Bomb.
So why it goes against mine is because it's so stinking expensive. It's 6 cost. I don't think there's many other 6 cost cards out there. I know there's like a couple of allies that sometimes you can reduce the cost by meeting certain conditions, but just like a straight 6.
Yeah.
It's so expensive.
pool inspection, the Thwart kind of version of that is also 6.
Yeah. And then, pool inspection is the other one. And I just, it's so expensive, but it was so fun to play and do 10 damage. And then the crazy risk reward with this one too is if you've got a bunch of icons out there, it deals 1 damage to each enemy for each icon and hero. So if you were playing it, I guess tell your friend to go down to Alter Ego.
Watch out for that one.
Because it's a hero action.
Yes. Yeah.
But I do find it
weird. I mean, assuming you're playing Deadpool.
Right. I guess, and it's a max 1 per deck, so you can't have multiple copies in there.
Yeah, this was one I thought about too. I like that it does 6 damage, but that 6 cost just is so hard for me.
10 damage. 10 damage plus, because potentially it could do.
Yes. Know. Sorry. Yeah, 10 damage, but 6 costs. Ugh. That is hard to swallow.
I had to set up whatever the pool resource cards are. Where did they go? They're somewhere here. Man, where did they go? They all do the same thing.
Self-preservation, self-control, yeah. Self-confidence.
I had to have like a couple of those, a couple of doubles, and to get that one.
Yeah,
to go.
You gotta have the right hand for it.
Yeah.
Right setup.
So it's one of my favorite. I mean, it was favorite because it was like it actually worked, but I think that's the like exception rather than the rule with that card. I think it's gonna be so hard to play.
You didn't like, but you liked it.
Exactly, and that's Deadpool.
I guess that's Deadpool. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I agree with you. It does a lot of damage, but I think it's a trap. I think you look at it and you're like, oh, 10 damage for 6 costs, but I'm fairly confident that there you could have pay 6 in some other way and get the same amount of damage, if not more, with like other heroes and aspect cards and stuff.
But it's not an
attack. That is true. It's not an attack.
So
I give you that.
You deal it. You just drop that big old Deadpool nuke from the sky flying with chimichangas and tacos.
It's definitely like a, I don't know if you've actually ever seen it, Dr. Strangelove?
No.
No.
I know the name, but no.
Yeah, to me, this looks like a reference to that, because at the very end, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rides the atomic bomb like a cowboy.
Yeehaw.
It may or may not be a reference to that. It could just be Deadpool being Deadpool. But sadly, we do need to talk about some cards that we dislike. And since you already brought up one of the ones I wanted to discuss, do you mind if I go?
No, go ahead.
I'm going to cheat. It's actually 3 cards, but they're all the same card.
You are awful. And
I dislike the 3 resource cards, self-preservation, self-control, and self-confidence. Maybe that's a hot take. Is that a hot take?
No, I don't like them either. They all do the same thing. Like, if you're going to have 3 different cards, I mean, the only thing that makes them different is their resource and their title.
Yep. Yeah. I think they can be good because, you know, you get the double resource, which is fine, but there's a limit to it. There's a catch. And they could be worth triple resource, but again, there's a catch. And the thing that irks me the most is that they do the exact same thing. I wish if they're going to do 3 different cards, just tweak them enough. Like, one of them is double the number of resource this card generates if your identity has sustained less than 5 damage. Cool. That's the standard one. And then change it to be, you know, this card generates if your identity has sustained more than 5 damage. Like, that's, to me, that's not that hard. And you could say triple the resource if you have 2 or less health remaining or something. Just make it a little bit different, I feel like, would have been nice.
The other thing is, and I know we're talking about the pool aspect, I find it hard for any other hero to try and maintain that full health, that sustained no damage clause. It's easy for Deadpool, I guess, if you're playing a standard no kind of health boost. One, he'll take the damage on his hero side and have to flip, and then you can recover and be at full health. And then these can be a lot more beneficial. But yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I wish there was a little bit more variety, because when I played it, I was so confused. Like, what's the difference between these? And I like read all of them over and over, and I was like, there's nothing wrong, different. Uh-huh. I think eventually you're like, it's just the icons. Like, this is, it's not what I wanted, I guess. Expectations, right? So I think that's very disappointing, because they may not be very beneficial for resource cards. And then at that point, they're just a single resource. So not very beneficial for resource cards, I feel like.
I would agree. Kind of alluded to it with mine.
Oh,
playing
all right, go
the
for
yours. Bomb. No, my card is totally different. I almost feel like this one's like a, it's like a waste of a card, in my opinion. I see what they're going for, but I just, it doesn't hit for me. So the card that I'm talking about is Break Time.
Ooh, that's a hot take, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a 3 per player cost event. It is an alliance, max one protect, alter ego action, take a group break, leave the table, read a comic book. When you come back to the game, heal one damage from each identity for every minute you are away from the game. Yeah, it's Deadpool. Deadpool stuff. I don't know about you, but if I get time to game, I can't take a break to go away for 10, 20 minutes or whatever. I gotta play games when I can get the time in. So,
here's the real question is, because this is one of those where you could just cheat and just say,
I healed for all my health.
I healed all health. All right, and then you just move on. But I mean, it's obviously not the spirit of the game. Sure. But to get it.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems gimmicky to me.
Oh, it definitely is gimmicky. I mean, I give it an A for effort because I like the idea of it trying to be something different. But
so
at the end of the day, this is a card game. So,
well, riddle me this, Batman. So it says take a group break. If you're playing solo, can you play this card?
That is a great question. Is a solo play considered a group?
A group.
By myself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great question. Though it's not a cost. So
correct, it's not a cost. But it's just take a
just
break.
Say you have to leave the table, though.
It just says leave the table.
Yeah. Well, what if... Here you go. Here you go. What if you play on like a board... And you just lift the game up off the table and move to a different table. Yeah. Does that count?
What if you're not playing at a table?
Don't break the rules here.
Well, it says
if you're playing on the floor, it's over, man.
Yeah, see? I broke the game.
That's true.
Game's dead. The but game's it, dead. Oh my gosh, the game's
it's
dead.
Over. This is it. I feel like this is one of those cards where you see on Facebook, guys, it's just a game. Just play however you want. Okay, that's fine. You can play however you want, but that means I can just heal for three. I can just heal max. Cool.
Do you know?
All right, we'll move on.
Do you know how I play this card, Ryan?
You do throw it in the trash.
I just don't include it in the deck. There you go.
I mean, I like the idea of healing and all the stuff, but yeah, in practical use, number one, I've never been a big fan of the Alliance cards.
I think there's some that have potential in the right setting, right group size, right player count, all that jazz. But yeah, I'm with you. As a whole, I don't think they all hit.
Yeah, I think overall for me, the Alliance cards are a miss for the game. They just don't hit. But hey, I digress. And that's my TED Talk, my Alliance TED Talk. All right, shall we go to my next one? Let's see, which one do I want to do? Let's do this one. There was several that I was like, I want to do this one, but I was like, well, in the right setting, this could be really good. I'm going to say it is Mulligan, three cost event. That says you cannot play this card if you have played another card this phase. Discard your hand, draw a new hand. You drop to your hand size. It's this for me, it's a weird one. I've never had a desire to play it. So I've never really included it in a deck, so maybe that's not fair to say this is one I don't like, but I see the benefit, but it's going to be a miss about 98% of the time. And you're just gonna use it as a resource. So I'd rather have something else that may produce something than that one time in 80 games that it works.
So the other thing with this one is the cost doesn't make any sense to me. If the action, well, so you have to play it first, right? So it has to be first.
Correct.
And you have to action, you have to discard your hand. Then why make it cost anything?
I was trying to think of that too.
It makes no sense because if you're Deadpool, you have a hand size of, I guess you could be I guess you'd be an alter ego and still play this. But still, you have to discard your entire hand, so what does it matter? It's not like you can keep the cards that you don't pay with it for.
No, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's only one hero that can't play this card, I believe, and that's Iron Man at the very beginning of a game in hero form. If you have zero upgrades out.
You would have one card and it would be your only card. Right.
Yeah. So you'd have to have a couple upgrades before you could play this in hero form. So that's the only hero that can't play it. But yeah, I don't really understand the cost either. I think it's kind of weird. I'm sure there's a reason. There's got to be a reason. But I just don't see it. And I don't... Again, I like the idea behind it, but I don't see really ever playing this except for like that one moment where the stars align and I play it. And then I'm not even guaranteeing that's going to help.
We were in a game, I can't remember who we were playing. It was recently, and I drew into like five resource cards. Not I guess this would have been the nice time to have it, but.
Okay, this might be a reason why for the cost. So it says you can't play this card if you have played another card this phase, but it doesn't say you can't like manipulate your cards in some way, like activate an event or sorry, a supporter upgrade that maybe lets you tuck a card or something. So maybe it's to kind of prevent that because you still need the resources to pay it. So it's trying to get rid of your whole hand instead of you like maybe stashing some cards away for...
How many characters stash cards like that?
Oh,
not many. Don't even try and talk me into like more than like
Marvel,
Ghost
Domino.
Spider. She doesn't
Ghost Spider.
Cards. She has to play the card or discard a card in order to tuck it with her ship or her boat, whatever it is, her painted lady.
Well, I guess that's true.
Whoa, okay. Calm down.
You down.
Calm down. Sir.
Yeah, I don't... It just...
Yeah, I'm with
that's
you.
All I'm going to say about it. I'm sure someone's going to listen and be like, yo, Mulligan's the best because you get to do this and this. So cool. I just don't know if I'll ever play it.
Yeah. All right. I guess I have to pick another bad card.
Yes, you do.
I'm surprised you didn't take it, and this is probably the hot take, considering you are the player side scheme guy.
Oh, don't you dare, you little...
But I'm going to live a little dangerously here.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say that live dangerously just did not work for me. It's... The risk reward, I know it's like the card to play into all of his pool mechanic, but there's so many icons. If you're playing like a bad villain that, you know, the main scheme is an issue. If you're playing Deadpool also, you're already playing into like ramping up, threat on there. I don't know how long you really want to keep this out to try and gain the benefits. I guess the 2+ hand size is nice, but yeah, I don't know. I felt like I would get rid of it as fast as I could, and then it just kind of negated the whole thing that the pool aspect wants to do.
Yes. Can I make a confession?
Yes.
This was my other dislike card. I agree with you. I think its purpose is to throw those icons out so you can use your other cards to do like max damage or thwart or whatever that the pull aspect wants you to do. And the two handstands is nice. I mean, I can't argue with that, but an extra encounter card, an acceleration, a crisis, and an amplify. That's as the card says, you're living dangerously right there.
Yeah, just
it would. The two hand size is nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that is a great benefit, but I'd rather play the allies that have the icons. For some reason, I feel like they have more benefit than this card.
I agree.
I think partly is the crisis icon and the acceleration icon, because if you're, especially if you're playing this with Deadpool, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And especially the villain. I mean, like, there's some villains, like, you know, thresholds, like, in the teens, and you're like, you know, oh, well. But there's some with some low thresholds.
And... yeah. I mean, and if you're needing this card to make the pull aspect work most efficiently, and you're playing a villain that this is just going to make your life miserable, then it's counterproductive. Like, I don't think the benefits of playing those other cards match what this is going to do negatively to your game.
Yes, that's but exactly how it goes.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, especially if you get, you're playing a scenario where it traps you from rushing. So, like, maybe a Magneto or, I guess, Strife, probably. Where you got to go through some hoops before you can just
imagine, like,
the villain.
On a Sinister, like, you would get down to, like, his stage 3 scheme, like, quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. If you did, what's his buckets? Crossbones. I mean, he'd be, if you played this first turn, he would be popping that scheme probably first turn.
Yeah.
And then the second one, probably the next turn. I mean, you're going to be jumping to 3. He has 3, right?
Gaining attachments, yeah, because he gets weapons every time he goes.
Yeah, and he's just going to get stronger. And yeah, Deadpool can do like crazy amount of damage, but that's with Deadpool. If you play this with any other hero, it's going to be even more of a struggle.
So my other thoughts, like, really you get like 2+ hand size for one turn because you're just trying to get rid of it as fast as you can.
Yeah, I'm sure people have played it where they've kept it out longer. Cool beans, but... that crisis icon's the killer for me.
Yeah.
You can't do anything with the main scheme with that crisis, and you're just stuck.
Yep. No, I agree.
Unless you can go around it, which I think there are some Deadpool cards that go around it.
Well, there are a few characters and things that can go around a crisis, but...
yeah.
Crisis is a strict remove. Stuff this is like remove threat off the scheme, it doesn't work. It's not just thwarting, it's removing.
Yep. Well, you took my last one, so what's your next one?
Well, I think I'm going to throw a curveball in Ryan.
Oh, no.
You the question. What did you think about having to put in the Crisis of Infinite Deadpools when you played the pool aspect?
Despite that one time where I did not put it in because I forgot.
Okay. I'll do one better. That one time that we accidentally played it wrong and put the whole thing in at first.
Oh, put the whole thing in, yeah. That was a thing too. I like the idea of playing an aspect has to have an encounter set, but to me it kind of got old. Because it felt like, oh great, there's more cards to make my life more miserable with a deck or an aspect that's designed to try to make your life miserable to get more power.
So let me ask you a follow-up question. Do you feel like the strength of the pool aspect warrants the additional potential difficulty height?
I think they could have done without it. I think they could have just done the pool aspect and have its little niche of hurting yourself to better yourself without the Dreadpool encounter set. I think the encounter set is actually kind of fun. So I would have taken it just as an encounter set to add to different scenarios, but having to automatically play with it, it's not my favorite.
Yeah. Well, I will say it is a little bit of like a Shadow of the Past. They're potentially, you can play the whole game without it coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But I would agree with you. Like, when it did come out, it was kind of fun. Some of the stuff was fun to play with and see it through. Because I think we played it a couple times where, like, Dreadpool just kept hopping back and forth to each of us. And then I think I got, like, a pool-ized. I, like, just got an ally out.
I think you got, like, Wolverine. Wolverine, and so he's not cheap and he's really nice to have, and he just goes not anymore.
Yeah, that was frustrating.
I really like the anti-regeneration ray though. I think that's a really fun card.
Yeah, the concept about it's great, and like you said, as like a just a regular encounter set, I give it like an A, B+ A. I mean, it was fun.
I just I'm just not a big fan of having to add it to the pool set. So, I mean, I guess I can always house roll it and just not do it.
Guess you can. I mean, if you're not going to do break time, then might as well not play it.
Stop me in the past.
All right, Ryan. We talked about the pool aspect, some of our likes, some of our dislikes. I think the next question I have for you is, where do you see the pool aspect in the future? Do you see it as this like meme aspect that came out and it's a one and done and we'll never see any more support for it? Or do you think we'll see like trickles of support with, you know, cards in a hero pack? Or do you think it's going to take another hero to come out to another pool character in the pool realm of Deadpool to strengthen it out?
I was going to ask you the same question, so good job to beat me to it. I think this is a tough one because the aspect makes sense coming out with Deadpool. Great. It's the pool aspect. I mean, what did you expect? But who else are you going to attach this to? I don't see any hero in the future coming with the pool aspect unless it's Deadpool adjacent. So like
one would be like a Gwynpool.
Like a Gwynpool might be one, but it's such a niche like hero. Like it's, I don't know. It's, I feel like they've kind of, I'm sure they have a plan, but I feel like they painted themselves in a corner to just like slowly release random cards at the most weirdest kind of thing. They just don't fit. They're going to continue to support the main four, and I think this one's going to be left behind.
It's like the pink-headed stepchild.
Yeah, I think that's, honestly, it's one of my biggest gripes with, I think, the pool aspect is that I think it can be more fun and just a better aspect, but it just doesn't have the card support right now to really make it super fun with all the heroes. It kind of is very focused on more of a Deadpool type play.
See, that's what I was going to say. It is kind of a, you're setting yourself into a trap that you built an entire aspect around one character.
Yeah.
All the other aspects you could, you know, throw into to any hero or an aspect of a hero, but like pool is Deadpool.
Yep. Yep. And I think you absolutely can use this aspect for other heroes. Like I have a Hulk deck with the pool aspect that I'm excited to try out. I haven't done it yet, but I've made it. I have the idea. I just got to get it to the table, and I'm excited for what it can do and how it will affect Hulk and try to maybe circumvent some of maybe Hulk's weaknesses.
Sure.
So I'm excited to do that, but while I was making it, I was like, well, I can't do this card because this will end up hurting Hulk. Like I can't play Live Dangerously with Hulk because he'll die.
It'll never go away.
It would devastate him. So I have to utilize other cards, and there's just not a whole lot of cards that are not non-icon focus. And so I think as the aspect grows, it could definitely open up more opportunities. But as it is now, I think it's really just you're limiting yourself on the heroes that you want to play with.
Yeah.
And always to play solo because no one wants to play with you because you're making the whole scenario harder.
You're that guy. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Ryan. It's the pool aspect. Any final thoughts?
I guess I kind of gave some of my final thoughts. There are a lot of cards in here that I think are good, that I think are really interesting takes that, like, I love the allies not having any consequential and just bringing the pain with the icons. I think that's good balances. There are some cards we didn't mention that I think are pretty strong, like Cut Upper is a good one. Get Good is actually not that bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Pool, core ship's a decent one. Plot can be. Yeah. I was going to make the same statement. There's tons of cards that we didn't touch on that aren't necessarily bad. We would just have like a 40-hour long podcast if we talked about all of them.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the best way I can sum up the whole aspect is when I played it with Deadpool, it made Deadpool feel like, I don't know if he's the right hero for me. But when I played Deadpool in a different aspect, I liked Deadpool a lot more. And I think that to me is a sign that this aspect is not where it needs to be right now. It needs a lot more love.
I think the last thing I'll say is I do like the idea and the concept of turning what is generally considered bad with the icons, that's like a hero a villain benefit, to something that the hero can now use to their advantage. I think that's an angle that I hadn't really thought about and looked at until we kind of started digging into some of these cards, that there's that aspect that you're turning something that you typically think of as bad into a potential good that can help you. And everything you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think having a new aspect is great for the game. So I do think it was the right move to introduce a new one. I just don't know if this is the one that I personally wanted. And, I don't think it has the card depth to really keep it going in our plays long term. Like I don't see playing a campaign with these cards. I don't see playing a whole lot of just our normal expedition games.
Expedition or exhibition?
Exhibition. Oh man, I guess I worked too long today.
I guess it's late.
It's late. Yes, exhibition. Thank you. So, yeah, it's just, I don't see playing this very often, except for those like random times where I'm like, hey, I have this idea with Hulk that I want to use healing factor in this card and that card and see if I can make it work. So yeah.
It's one of those, like, I want to have like a crazy time, or I just kind of want to mess around. And it's not, like you said, it's not like I'm going to build a serious deck to go take on expert this or that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And like we always say, granted, there's probably people out there that totally can do it and would prove us wrong, and that's awesome, and you guys are awesome. Guys, gals are awesome. But yeah, just from like a casual player, you're kind of average player, I just don't think this, the Deadpool, the pool aspect is that.
Yeah, I think you kind of mention some that's kind of the key, is that this is not really for the standard player. It's very much more of a niche of certain players that like to live dangerously, but as players that just, you know, put together a deck and go for it, it's not going to see much deck building around, I feel like, but could be wrong. I don't know,
could be wrong.
It's the best one at the end of the day.
Yeah. And if you want,
it's to not prove... Justice is, but whatever.
Justice, jeez, the yellow guy. Well, if you want to prove us wrong about the pool aspect, we would love to hear your comments, or maybe a combo that you have with the pool aspect. We'd love to hear about that. You can reach out to us at marveltrumpianspod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate everybody listening and going out there and giving us a 5-star review. We always love seeing those. And as always, if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks. Bye.